I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Christmas season brings fresh terrorism threats for Christians in Nigeria. And for many in the U.S., it's a reminder of poverty and lockdown. For everyone, the birth of Jesus brings hope. We'll begin today in Nigeria. While hundreds of Nigerian schoolboys are now safe, believers are on full alert following last week's threat from Boko Haram. Terrorists released a three-minute video promising more attacks on Christians as Christmas Day approaches. Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us,
Christianity would be one of the greater threats to Boko Haram because it is shown to bring many people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And where the church grows, there is often pretty strong or violent backlash.
On Friday, more than 300 schoolboys returned home to anxious parents in northwest Nigeria. While Boko Haram took credit for the December 11th kidnapping, analysts say it was the work of a loosely affiliated gang. Regardless, Boko Haram remains a serious threat.
They will attack any institution that would not propagate their religion, would not coincide with their goals and strategies. They're a strict form of Islam, and they want to see the caliphate brought in.
Praise God for the abducted students' safe return. And keep Nigerian Christians in your prayers. Pray that they'll keep sharing the hope and love of Jesus despite the threats.
Where there is great turmoil, where there is where people are living in darkness and the light of the gospel shines forth, it attracts many people. And if this is a threat to Boko Haram,
meanwhile, in countries that oppose Christianity, the pandemic is making persecution worse for Bible translators. Tabitha Price is the vice president of translation services for Wycliffe Associates.
Often, it's just an opportunity to take advantage of what's already there. So the government is already vigilant about certain kinds of gatherings. And then once the pandemic hits, it's like, okay, we can add that to the reasons why you can't gather. Once it's discovered that they're Christians working on a Bible translation, they could be persecuted for their involvement in something Christian.
Wycliffe Associates helps Bible translators avoid the authorities' unwanted attention by giving them tools to work from home. These tools also protect translators from nosy neighbors.
We think of persecution and we think it must be coming from the government or it's a country that's opposed to the gospel. Often we find it's the villages and the neighborhoods that will persecute believers.
While Wycliffe Associates' main focus is technology support and training, they also sent physical aid to translation teams this summer.
We were able to send funding to our partners for them to get bags of rice and other dried goods to the villages where our translators were literally going without food because the pandemic meant they couldn't work.
And Christmas approaches, but it feels different this year. A global pandemic has killed hundreds of thousands, crushed livelihoods, and shaken the fabric of society. Many can't even see their loved ones, let alone afford to buy extra food or expensive gifts. 8 million Americans have fallen into poverty since the beginning of the pandemic. This year especially, people need to hear the good news that God has taken on human flesh in Jesus Christ. Thankfully, says Jeff Johnston of E3 Partners, that's the focus of the Christmas season.
Every year it's important to remember that, but this year especially, just with how easy it would be to just reflect on all of the hard stuff that's happened, I think it's incredibly important to remember that ultimately, you know, we still have hope of eternal life with Christ, that we still know that our God is in control.
This hope guided E3 Partners to create an Advent email campaign this year.
Some of them are just kind of encouraging words with scriptures, you know, reminding people about what Christmas is about and just kind of some encouraging words there. And then some of the emails involve stories that we've gotten from the field.
Some of these stories come from the virtual mission trips E3 Partners has done this year in response to the pandemic. Learn how to sign up at mnnonline.org. And pray many people would find hope in Jesus this Christmas season. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women, for women, and it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.